Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving and got to spend some time with family and friends and reflect upon your blessings. On this week's episode, we'll talk about the growing list of lawmakers not seeking re-election to their current positions, as well as the increased pressure on state leaders to call yet another special legislative session to address a prohibition on employer vaccine mandates. The candidate filing deadline is Monday, December 13th. As of right now, there's 28 Texas lawmakers not seeking re-election to their current positions. This includes 24 from the Texas House of Representatives, which includes 13 Republicans and 11 Democrats. It also includes 4 from the Texas Senate, or 3 Republicans and 1 Democrat. It's likely that a few additional announcements are still forthcoming. Last week, freshman Democrat State Representative Jasmine Crockett announced that she would be running for the Congressional District 30 seat, being vacated by longtime Democrat Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson. Congresswoman Johnson later endorsed Crockett's candidacy. Republican State Representative Matt Krause from Hazlett also announced that he was suspending his candidacy for Texas Attorney General, challenging the Republican incumbent Ken Paxton, and instead is running for the Tarrant County District Attorney position, being vacated by Sharon Wilson. Longtime East Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert made his run for Texas Attorney General official last week as well, having him join the already crowded Republican field challenging the incumbent Ken Paxton. This announcement opens up a seat in Congress by which, as of this recording, no one has made their candidacy official for. Notably, Republican State Senator Brian Hughes from Mineola and Republican State Representative Matt Schaefer of Tyler have already announced their re-election efforts to their current positions. We discussed this at length on last week's episode, but the list of lawmakers calling on Texas Governor Greg Abbott to call yet another special legislative session is continuing to grow. As it stands right now, 24 Republican lawmakers from both the House and Senate have publicly voiced their support, joining the state Republican Party in doing so specifically to prohibit employer vaccine mandates. Thus far, Abbott still remains reluctant to publicly comment on the issue at all. This issue will likely continue to develop in the coming weeks leading up to the January 4th deadline, regardless of what happens in the judiciary. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your brief preview for This Week in Texas. For daily updates on Texas politics and the 2022 election cycle as it develops, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, texasscorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.